Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Here we go.
Well, good morning. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Is it?
Or is it? Is it AI? Is this fake?
Is it fake? Who knows, man? We're not even here, man.
Because they can do that now. That's a real thing. You can do that now. You can fake the voices and potentially.
That's not good for us, Hunter. Well, one, who would if you had the option to do AI and then keep us as what are you doing? You are not using technology properly. But also, too, I'm not qualified for anything else. So if a robot takes my job, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should invent, instead of hey Alexa or the Alexa thing, be like, hey, Brock and Hunter, what's it? And it'd just be the wrong answer
every time. You can get that now. Just
stupid answer.
Just call the show. We'll give you the wrong answer. It's fine. Hey, Brock and Hunter, what's this? I don't know. Give this a shot. It'll work out. The worst voice assistant ever.
I don't know. Why don't you Google it? How about that? What are you asking me for?
Time Magazine rated it as the worst piece of technology ever. Wow. It's impressive. It's impressive.
Hey, Brock and Hunter, what's the weather going to be like today?
It's going to rain.
It's going to rain. It's sunny out. Well, this is what you get. All right? Deal with it. Worst technology ever. All right. Well, enough of us being the worst robots in the world. We got to get to it, folks. It is time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And, of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Bintrust Moving and Self-Storage. You need it moved. You need it stored. They got you covered. Especially, too, now with the weather getting crappy, you want to make sure your stuff is in a safe, dry, secure place. Well, hit them up. Bintrust Moving and Self-Storage. You got something for every budget, and they're going to get you taken care of. Bintrust Moving and Self-Storage. Your dumb vocabulary for today, and I'm kind of mad at myself because as we're gearing up for Halloween, I should be doing Halloween-themed dumb vocabulary, right? So I think I have one that at least fits, at least to start the next couple days. So your dumb vocabulary for today, pumpkin pounder.
It's Brock. That's what you do. He carves one small tiny hole into a pumpkin.
I'm done. Pumpkin pounder.
Are you really going to use this one? Is that what it is?
No, it's not a guy who's having sex with a pumpkin, Hunter. Come on now.
Well, it kind of sounds like it. Just saying.
Ground and pound. I'm going to make me some pumpkin puree. Pumpkin pounder.
Is it the... Jeez, man. You have to put it in the microwave first, man. That's gross. It's the guy that comes to your porch and destroys your pumpkins.
No, that's not it. Not even close. You were closer with the guy who cuts the hole in the pumpkin and has sex with it. No. Pumpkin pounder. It's someone who loves sleeping with redheads.
Jeez, man. I mean, I would never would have guessed that.
No,
but, I mean, now it makes sense.
It makes sense. These words make sense. Example, Al is a total pumpkin pounder, man. He loves those redheads. Love those pumpkins. Yeah. Ground and pound. All right, there you go.
Another email coming
our way. Ruined Halloween already. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Wednesday. Of course, as always, brought to you by Bintrust Moving and Self-Storage. We'll be back.
Like this.